The government will soon establish a National Council on Aging to coordinate and implement the National Aging Policy, which has been approved by Cabinet. The Minister of Employment and Social Welfare, E.T. Mensa, disclosed this in a speech read on his behalf at Peki Blengo at one of a series of events to mark UN Day for Older Persons. The event in the Volta region was organized by an NGO, Shepherd Center of the Aged in Ghana. Kobla Ali Kukubo and Vida Sin were there for Radio Ghana.
This year marks the 20th anniversary of the UN International Day of Older Persons. In the Volta region, old people associations converged on Soko de Bogambe in Ho to mark the day. They marched through some principal streets with placards, some of which read, "Younger generation, take care of the older generation. You will grow one day, so don't discriminate against older people." And government and religious organizations must assist older people. In a message, the former principal of Peki EP Seminary, Reverend Dr. Seth Agidi, observed that older people possess skills, experience, wisdom and matured judgment which are needed for development of the country. He therefore debunked the notion that older people are a liability and not asset to society. Reverend Dr. Agidi, who is also the National Coordinator of Shepherd Center of Aging Ghana, an NGO, said 73 chapters of the center have been established countrywide to provide free medical screening, lessons and support to older people in society. He therefore appealed to metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies to make adequate provisions in budgets to meet expenditures of older people in their assemblies. He called on people above 50 years to join associations that will fight for their interest in future. The paramount queen mother of Teviafe traditional area, Mama Sewa Fenu, condemned the establishment of witch camps. She noted the perception that old people are witches and wizards is wrong. She therefore urged the younger generation not to discriminate against the aged. She also called on the younger generation to save towards their old age.
Correspondents Kobla Ali Kukubo and Vida Sinus report.